the Scopes trial. But what really happened?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large Bible-defending creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know, it's been more than 80 years since the Scopes trial, and most people think they know what the trial was about, an instructor taught evolution in a public school when this wasn't allowed. Well, that's maybe what most people think about the trial of the century, but this was just a smokescreen to hide the real motive. You see, the ACLU lawyer, Clarence Darrow, saw this as an opportunity to put all of Christianity on trial and then present it to the world as a bankrupt faith. Darrow got the prosecution lawyer, William Jennings Bryan, on the witness stand, and he examined him about his Christian faith. Darrow asked Bryan questions like, well, were the days of creation ordinary days? And sadly, Bryan, a fine Christian man, couldn't answer many of the questions correctly. Actually, he compromised on the days of creation and the age of the earth. And what the world saw was that Christians couldn't defend their faith and give answers to such questions. Sadly, this was a turning point in Christendom and has affected us to this day.
At the Scopes trial, all sorts of evidence was presented to support evolution. But are you aware that almost all of it has been thrown out over the years? That's one of the startling revelations of a handbook written by Dr. David Menton of our staff, and we'll send it to you for your gift of any amount this week. Call us toll-free, 1-888-89-ANSWERS, or go to the web, answersoffer.org.